Man, this ain't iHeart goddamn radio, man. I told your ass that was this morning, man. Your ass so sick. I told your ass iHeart was this morning, Kalo. We had another interview now.
Hey, it'll be on iHeart though. It'll be on iHeart.
Y'all gonna hear that hot shit drop. It's coming soon, you know. I'm standing 10 toes down in this bitch. Goddamn 704 shot going crazy. Check my boy out. Goddamn, you know, goddamn, it's going up when I come home. Y'all stay tuned in.
Welcome back to a brand new episode of Be Supreme Spotlight. We got another special episode today. We got 704 Chop. I'm talking about Loyalty Ming's own, Mr. Show No Love, Feel No Pain, the broken soul himself. Can you tell the people where you're from? Tell them a little bit about yourself.
You know what it is, man. Loyalty Ming and everything. 704 Chop. You know, I come from North Charlotte, you know, Sugar Creek, North Side. Shit. Yeah, nigga, that's just where I'm from. Shit, I'm from Sugar Creek, North Charlotte, you know.
North Charlotte. So, what's North Charlotte like for people that ain't never seen, never been that side?
Shit, growing up, I used to love that shit. I ain't gonna lie, I love being from the North Side. So, shit. It wasn't like, I mean, it was bad, but it wasn't, like, bad for me because, you know, when you a kid, you know, you ain't really paying attention to the shit that's going on around you. I heard about it when I grew up, like, oh, damn, like, or, like, okay, you from Sugar Creek, that's where Hidden Valley is. You got down from the North Side, you got Delta A course, Hidden Valley, you got down Dorado, got down all that shit, University, you know what I'm saying?
So, yeah. So, we're going to slide into the music, Broken Soul. What was the creative process like getting to create it? Why did you create that tape?
Shit, that's just where I was at that point. Every point I'm at in life, I'm really going to name my album where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? That's just how my spirit felt, you know? That's just like...
And you feel like a broken soul. I mean, that's deep, though. If you listen to any of your music, it reflect like everything you talking about, because it's all substance, it's pain, and that's the thing I think that's different when I listen to your music, because you do pain music, but you also play with the melodies with it. I don't really know too many people that can do pain music and they play with the melodies, and you really spit bars in some of your tracks. So it's like you got a lot of different styles you come with in one tape.
Man, that shit come from goddamn Lil Wayne, Boosie.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know what I'm saying? And Lucci.
That makes sense.
Lil Wayne, Boosie, and Lucci, man. Them niggas goddamn. My side of town came up so strong on Boosie, bro, and that pain shit. We related so hard, just like, we kind of like went with this shit.
How old are you?
I'm 27.
Yeah, so you was Wayne hard. Like, you like same age as me. That era right there, Wayne was killing everything, the hottest rapper alive. And that's how he was. He was versatile. He'd get on, he'd sing on the track. He was doing rock, anything. But I could see that with you, because, like, a lot of your beats, it be beats that some people can't even get on and catch. But, like, you can catch the beat somehow. Like, you know how to play with the melodies, like I said.
That's just a couple wild videos. Lucha got there. I used to got there. I came up. When I first dropped my first album, I was like around Lucci, so that kind of like was like a lot of my inspiration. Like when I seen him and Johnny Cinco like in person, like doing their thing, when he was dropping Wish Me Well and shit, like I was right there. Like I was right there when Johnny Cinco came out and did this little shit. So that shit was inspiration for me. So when I went back home, it was just like, shit, damn, how I'm gonna get my pain out? How I'm gonna get my story out? So it's just like, you know, they inspired a nigga to do that shit.
Yeah, you can definitely hear the influence in it. So what's your favorite track off Broken Soul? And I know it's probably something to kind of change, because as an artist, when you doing it, it changed. But what you think your favorite?
That See Your Face?
Yeah.
That See Your Face probably my favorite out there, motherfucker. I be crying listening to that bitch.
Like, well, it's one of them. It's one of them. Even the intro, the first one, Broken Soul, like, you get straight into it on there. Like, you get straight into it, you gonna feel that.
Yeah, that's my shit. Like, all of my favorite songs, but it's like that See Your Face kind of like bring me back to, it kind of vividly paint a picture for me, you know what I'm saying, or somebody that I miss.
Yeah, so you got the real story, because you putting real raps in your, everything real. Yeah. And you could tell, like, everything you do is real. It ain't from the standpoint of somebody who was a bystander just watching. It was just like, you was in the field, for real.
Yeah, this shit ain't about nothing, no, man. We out here trying to promote better living, good energy, and positive, you know what I'm saying, authority, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, we got too much power as Black Kings, you know what I'm saying, like, in the community to be spreading ignorance, so.
And I feel like you do that, because it ain't nothing in your music that's telling you to go do this, telling you to do that. You just letting them know the pain that you got.
That's all I came here to do, goddamn, tell my story, get ghost, man. We ain't trying to goddamn do nothing else. We ain't not trying to politic with niggas. We ain't not trying to be best friends. I ain't not trying to do none of that shit. I'm just telling my story and getting the fuck on.
Yeah. So, Are you currently looking for a deal, or you gonna go independent?
Not really, like, looking for a deal. It's like, I own my master, so. Shout out to my fans, you know.
And you do numbers. Like, you already do numbers. So it don't even really take a machine to even be behind you, because you already got the groundwork of you doing numbers. And, like, I be paying attention, like, you got fans in, like, Italy. You got fans everywhere. Like, so once you got an international base, be real, people, a lot of artists in America, they don't even understand. You go across seas, you got a bigger bag over there waiting on you. You don't even know it. Just waiting on you. So I see what you're doing. You building on the ground, on the groundwork of it. So then, it's gonna pay off. I see what you're doing.
Yeah. Right now, like you said, bro, the people in Italy, bro, they fuck with me so strong, man. It's like my overseas international fans, they fuck with me so strong. It's just like, I love y'all so much. If y'all ever watching this interview, I love y'all. Whatever camera I'm on, you know what I'm saying? Like, I love y'all. Y'all goddamn, this y'all shit. This y'all shit, bro. This y'all shit, bro. I can't wait to see y'all, you know what I'm saying? That COVID shit stopped me from going over there, so I couldn't really travel, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Through the country, like country to country and shit. I was kind of scared to do that, but now that it's back open, it's like, I'll go over there. I just got to get my passport.
So you are putting together like a tour?
People want to
see you, man. People want to see you. But one thing that I could say, like, an artist like you, there's a lot of people in the streets that really feel you. Like, the streets feel you. The streets. So when you pop, you going to pop crazy. Because when you get in front of a lot of people, you already got, like you said, you going to go back. You're going to look at the videos. You're going to look at the tracks. You're going to look at, you already got these numbers. So you're like, dang, he been hard for a long time. Like, every tape hard.
Yeah, it's like I take a lot of time, bro. I be taking months and time and hours, blood, sweat, and tears for this music. So it's like when I get the reactions that I get from the music when I put it out, it's just like I'm so grateful for it, because it's like I don't even expect to do millions of numbers, but it's like I'm thankful. So yeah. I put a lot of work into this shit, you know.
So what got you, what made you start rap?
I was always doing, like, poetry and shit when I was younger. Like, I was doing, like, poetry and shit. Like, I had went to training school, like, boot camps and shit. And I always be the nigga that's, like, in the middle of the goddamn, have everybody, like, right there, like, listening to him, like, man, that nigga deep, goddamn. But this, like, 2010, like, I was just, like, doing poetry and shit. So, but then, when I got down, started going through my trials and shit, as I got older, like 18, 19, 20, 21, you know, everybody got their little flow, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, like, get high and they got down, be rapping and shit. So that shit wasn't ever, like, serious to me. But then I started, like, listening to Johnny Cinco, listening to Lucci. Mm-hmm. And Boosie had just came home, so he was rapping, and I was like, shit. Let me try.
Yeah.
So I tried, goddamn. One day I went home after, like I say, I had like a worst day ever. It was raining and shit. My tie had went out and shit. I kind of had wrote a prayer, but I had made it rhyme and shit. It was called I Wish. That was like my first song I wrote. So that shit, I dropped that shit. That shit got like 100,000 plays on SoundCloud and shit.
That's your first song?
Yeah, my first song. Mm. And then I had another one called Better Get You Some Money. That shit had went up. But my flow was totally different. It was like kind of like immature. It sounded totally different. So I just kept working on my sound. I knew how I wanted to sound eventually over time. So I just kept working and kept working. And my fans just stayed with me over time. So I just gradually kept building. And when I linked with Baby, shit, y'all see what happened.
Yeah. So, do you feel like you still, I mean, the name of your tape is Broken Soul. So do you feel like you healed from your pain?
I got these little things I got called long days and strong days. My long days, like, it's bothering me, you know? My strong day, like, I'm all right, you know, getting through it. So, you just catch me on whatever day you catch me on.
Yeah. So, I mean, a person that you can tell that you've been through a lot at a young age because of the stuff that you talk about in your music. It ain't no, you ain't talking about, like, popping ass. You ain't talking about none of that. Like, you talking about real stuff. I ain't really heard none of them type of tracks from you, to be honest. Every track I heard, it's been something that you really got to sit down and listen to the lyrics, because it's something you could take in.
Right. And it's like, the lane I'm trying to go in, when shit do finally get where I want it to be, I always wanted to know, like, he a lyricist first, he an artist first, like, I hear it and shit, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's why I'ma always keep rhyming, like, rhyming. I'ma always keep trying to get better, keep working on my craft. So that's just what I'ma forever be on.
Okay. So is it any artists in the Carolinas that you wanna work with, that you ain't worked with?
Yeah, nigga, we the goddamn best at everything.
Everything.
Cap shit, nigga. I wanna work with Fantasia, J. Cole, goddamn Anthony Hamilton. Like, shit, we got to go.
Raw talent. Real talent.
I wanna make some real music. Like, that's what I'm saying. If y'all ever see this, like, I'm trying to make real music. I don't wanna, I'm not out here acting bougie. Like, I'm not out here trying to, I am big. I don't need y'all. Y'all don't need me. Right. I'm just saying, like, I'm in this shit to make good music for our peers, our fellow people to live a better life, because what they listen to every day, that's the energy they put out to the world. So it's just like, shit, let's put out some good energy to the world, you know? We from the Carolinas, let's put our stories out to these people. Like, let's do this shit. It's like, I listen to y'all. Y'all listen to me. So it's like, let's not act like we don't know who the fuck each other is. It's like,
right.
Where I'm from is just so, everybody pull everybody down so much. Because everybody want to be better than everybody. Everybody want to remember who wasn't there for them and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But sometimes you just gotta turn your shoulder the other way and just not give a fuck about that shit no more, you know? And it be that one nigga out of every 10,000 that come through and change shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm trying to come through and change shit. I ain't trying to change the world, I'm just trying to change shit while I'm at.
Yeah, you could do it. You were already doing it. You're already doing it now. And you got people from Italy looking at Charlotte, like, it's the same way it started, you know, when they started looking at L.A. back in the day, overseas. That L.A. culture just caught on everywhere. Like, that Charlotte culture is catching on everywhere. Where Charlotte not even at. People from Charlotte not even at.
Right.
The Carolina culture, period. What's the vision for 704 Child? Like, what do you see? Where you see yourself in, like, 5 years?
You know, I take this shit day by day, you know.
Take it day by day. There was like a thought or an answer. Like, you really don't. So is that how you move? You just take it day by day. Really, I know you strategic and you're planning against certain stuff, but as far as like your goals and stuff, you take it day by day.
Like, I wake up feeling differently like all the time. It's like sometimes I want to go back to school. Sometimes I want to be an architect. Sometimes I want to go down, be a stay-at-home daddy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes.
I feel like you saying something that a lot of people really be feeling. Like, a lot of people be feeling like they live the life they got to live, because that's the life they got to live. But it be stuff that they don't want to do and stuff that they want to do. But, like, I feel like that's what you just said.
It's just like, my inspirations be things like 50. Like, when I look at like niggas like 50 and shit like that. Like, yeah, that nigga rapping, champagne, liquor, whatever, acting.
Yeah.
You know, the shit I want to do is like, I got so many avenues, I got so many things I'm good at besides just music. It'd be hard to tell what I'm gonna do in 5 years. Like, I didn't even think I was gonna be right here talking to you. So it's like,
right.
I'll take it day by day.
I respect that. That's thought out. I feel. I gotta ask you why I got you here. The old man that be in your videos, I know he was in Loyal to Me and everything. He's been in a couple of them. He put the cigarette out on his tongue. Like, that's your people?
Oh, yeah, that's Magic. That's Magic. He got them. Thank God for him. He, man, he's a superstar in my neighborhood.
Yeah, he's a superstar everywhere, because I ain't from your neighborhood, and we be rolling every time we see him. He lit.
He's the reason that Loyal to Me and Everything video popped up like that. Like, I mean, the song was fine, video pop, but it was just like, they never seen shit like that. Like, Charlotte, so like, they don't know, like, we so like, excuse my French to everybody that's watching, they don't know, we so damn ghetto. They got down, like, we so raw with this shit, but this shit so goddamn, they never seen no shit like this. The industry know, like, anybody ever been to Charlotte know it get real treacherous.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So it's like, you never know what you're going to get here, so it's like, I feel like the world need to see that shit. You know what I'm saying? The world need to see, like, it's entertainment, like, the world need to see it. Not in a negative way, not in a negative light, because I'm a very, like, spiritual person. I want good energy around me. I just feel like it's so much. Like, the ghetto shit, I mean, like, Magic in the hood doing that with the cigarette and stuff like that. We ain't harming nobody. Yeah. We ain't getting on nobody. No, we not. Yeah.
You ain't make it look like, crazy.
We just having fun, goddamn. Yeah. We just so ghetto. You might see somebody backflip off the goddamn, climb up the goddamn, the buildings up there and goddamn say fuck the police goddamn today. You might goddamn see goddamn somebody take the police on a chase.
Yeah, that's
hood. Hop out goddamn, run down the goddamn street. It's just like, you never know what you're going to get today. It just be so much shit.
Yeah, hood activities.
Yeah, it's just all day. It ain't about bothering nobody, because that shit don't get you nowhere.
Well, next question was, what's next for Chop? Like, what you got cooking? What you... Is it something you
want
to announce?
Yeah. I got my new album on the way, R&G, Rhythm and Gangsta. It's like R&B, but kind of like rhythm and soul, you know what I'm saying? But like, a little thug passion.
So it's a little bit different from Broken Soul, you say?
I would say it's a little bit more upbeat. I say Broken Soul is a little bit more relaxed.
Okay.
R&G going to be a little bit more upbeat, but it's still rhythm. It's like, always gonna be melodies, you know? Always gonna be like good music, shit we can vibe to, shit you can listen to the whole time you in the car. You ain't gotta skip a song, you play the whole album.
Right.
Just gonna have that same little phone chop
by. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You play the whole album, that motherfucker going through. Like, I be trying to make Like, shit, well, they don't even got to skip through shit. Just give me my little 20 minutes.
I ain't going to cap. That's how I do. The whole joint, eight is eight tracks. You just let it ride. Don't go to a certain song. Just play from the first. That's why I said I love the intro, because I'm starting at the intro every time, and then I'm going down every time. Oh, that's forever, bro. Forever. Yeah. And you make such real music. Before we get out of here, I want to say, like, never stop making music, because the music, I ain't going to say never stop, but right now, bro, your music, it help a lot of people. There's a lot of people that you might not see them and understand that they going through pain that's similar to yours, or might be a little different, but they listening to your music and they identifying, seeing that somebody else in the world can express, articulate what they saying, what they feel.
Yeah. I be feeling like that too. Like, I'm thankful that I can be that person for a lot of people, because a lot of people are that person for me daily, on a daily basis, all the music I listen to. So the fact that I could be that person for a lot more people in this world, it's like, I'm grateful. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm gonna always be grateful for that. That's why I'm gonna remain humble.
So, is there anything else you wanna leave people with?
Rhythm and Gangsta, motherfucker, dropping soon, man. Y'all see what's going on, man. Rhythm and Gangsta, R&G. You know what I'm saying? We finna drop this album the whole time, like, I'm trying to be humble about this shit, man. It's probably my best work yet. It's like every album keep getting better, but this probably my best work yet, though. I ain't gonna lie to you.
It's true. Every album getting better, though, for real. Like, everyone. You can leave them with your social media, let them know where they can follow you at.
704 Chop on everything. 704 Chop on everything. Whether you want to find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Apple Music, Spotify, that's it. 704 Chop on everything.
All right, well, I appreciate you stopping through, bro. Next time, we got to get back up. When you drop it, we're going to do it again. Like, we locked in every time, forever. So, I appreciate y'all tuning in. Until next time, keep it in the street.